AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Rhode Island's Jack Reed, told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth he's concerned the secretary is telling President Trump what he wants to hear and not what he needs to hear.
Iran's military retains enough combat effectiveness to keep the conflict at an impasse. Its missiles and drones remain a far greater threat than you have acknowledged, and the regime has demonstrated it can effectively control the Strait of Hormuz when it chooses.
Hegseth says the U.S. has been producing results that are devastating to Iran.
So we've put the president in a very strong position to ensure Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. That's the takeaway that's been underneath every single aspect of this. For 47 years, Iran's trying to blackmail its way to a nuclear weapon.
Hegseth called Democratic lawmakers reckless naysayers and defeatists from the cheap seats. The House voted to fund much of the Department of Homeland Security and bring an end to the longest agency shutdown in history. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are working separately to fund immigration enforcement operations, which Democrats refuse to do.
The net result of passing our reconciliation bill is that ICE and CBP are funded for 3 years. Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
The bipartisan package already passed the Senate and is now going to President Trump. Louisiana's top elected officials say the state's congressional primaries won't be going forward as scheduled in 2 days after the Supreme Court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Todd Cox is with the Legal Defense Fund.
Voters of color should have a fair say in our democracy. Politicians should not choose their voters. Voters should choose their politicians.
Officials at Camp Mystic in Texas say they're withdrawing their application for a license to operate this summer. 25 campers and 2 teenage counselors were killed in flooding there last summer. This is AP News. Silicone Ranch, a test ranch in Tennessee, aims to prove grazing cattle under solar panels can benefit farmers as well as the electric grid.
Roughly 5-megawatt solar facility sited on 40 acres.
Lauren Schallenberger is vice president of agrovoltaics at the ranch.
The very first purpose-built, cattle-compatible solar facility at utility scale.
Raising panels high enough for cattle to graze under requires so much steel that it's cost prohibitive. So instead, the company developed software that turns the panels close to horizontal when the cattle are brought in.
So less moisture is leaving the soil.
Rangeland scientist Anna Claire Monlazun says they have 3 years of data on the effects of the solar canopy.
Co-locating energy and livestock agriculture, there are more win-wins than trade-offs.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.